Hi there. The word for you today is when prayer is hard work. James 4 verse 8, we read, "Come near to God and he will come near to you." Now, we all want what successful people have, but not all of us are willing to pay the price they paid to get it. When you see somebody with sculpted abs and a well-toned body, they probably spend time sweating in a gym, right? There's a reason Paul talked about laboring in prayers. When you pray, you must be passionate, persistent, and positive, expecting good things from God. You've got to put your heart into it and believe that God will do what he promised. It's not easy to fight off distractions and focus on God, and don't expect your fleshly nature to cooperate. It comes to the place of prayer kicking and screaming. And don't expect your intellect to cheer you on either. Your self-sufficient nature, we all have it, will always choose prayer as a last resort. But God will urge you and draw you into his presence. His word says, "If you draw near to me, I will draw near to you." An unknown poet wrote, and I quote, "I got up early one morning and rushed into the day. I had so much to accomplish, I didn't have time to pray. Troubles tumbled about me, and heavier came each task. Why doesn't God help me? I wondered. He answered, 'You didn't ask.' I woke up early this morning and paused before entering the day. I had so much to accomplish that I had to take time to pray." Many problems can be solved, or hey, avoided altogether, when you take time to pray and include God in every part of your day. Remember the words of the hymn, "Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer."